Tamar, Bishop Ismael Saab. Come on. Come on, welcome him. Welcome him.
Hallelujah.
After this, you're going to take a break, so take it easy. Tell your neighbor, take it easy.
By the way, are you fasting? You are not fasting. Okay, okay. Wonderful. Why don't you lift your hands together?
Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Oh, matchless love and beauty, endless worth.
Nothing in this world,
nothing in this world can satisfy.
Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry.
Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry.
One more time, who is like you, Lord?
Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth?
Matchless love and beauty.
Matchless love and beauty.
Nothing in this world we see.
Nothing in this world can satisfy.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Your presence is heaven.
Like your presence,
oh, sing it like
a mini.
Your presence
is heaven to me, yeah. To me.
Treasure of my heart and of my soul.
In my weakness, you are.
In my weakness, you are merciful.
Oh, 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 oh.
Redeemer of my past and present wrongs.
Holder of my future days.
Holder of my future days to come.
Oh, oh, oh.
Your presence. Your presence is heaven.
Your presence
is heaven to me.
Thank you, Father, for this afternoon. Give you praise, give you glory. Welcome you here today. We ask, Holy Father, that your will be done in our lives today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Give the Lord a shout. And let's take our seats on top of our enemies. Wow, very blessed and privileged to be preaching at the Kodesh. The church on fire. Oh, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. I said the church on fire. This is the church on fire. This is a place you want to be every Sunday. And every time you have the opportunity to be, this is the place you'd want to be. And I want to thank God for my senior and my pastor, Bishop Yee, for inviting me to come and preach here today. I mean, powerful place to preach. I don't want to say too many things about what happened when we were in school, but apart from the fact that I was a very nice and quiet boy, I was also present when Bishop Saki preached his famous 5-minute message. I didn't want to say that, but but it's good to be here, and I'm blessed to be here. Bishop Saki is a very powerful man of God. Every one of us bishops in Lighthouse look up to him. The Bible says that the word became flesh and dwelt amongst them. I tell you, if you want to know about faithfulness, if you want to know about loyalty, if you know you want to know about staying connected and prospering and being blessed, the word is flesh here, right here in a bodily form. So in this church, in this family, we are blessed to have such a powerful, powerful example for all of us. And Bishop Saki, God bless you. Thank you so very much for being a great and a good example to all of us. Hallelujah. Please, you need to be clapping very well. Honestly, I don't know why Bishop Saki has brought all of us here, but I suspect he has brought us here to test us. And he will give us marks for everything. So if you don't clap, I won't get marks. So please clap and shout. And please, by the time I finish, you must have a testimony. And you must be healed. You are not living here with any sickness. That one is 60 marks. You are not living any sickness. Every sickness will be healed today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So today is a wonderful day. Today is a powerful day. And his presence is with us today. Good to see all of you here. All of you are at the Kodesh helping Bishop Saki. Good to see all of you. Good to see my junior sister, Lady Pastor Rosemary. Good to see you and good to see all of you here. My adnors, I'm going to preach for a very short time until I heard Bishop Steve preaching. And I realized that I could go about 3 hours. Because when I came here, he had almost finished. But his conclusion was about 1 hour. So I suspect, Bishop Steve, you can preach, by Bishop Steve. God bless you, powerful. So I think I can preach more. But I've titled my message, His Presence, My Breakthrough. His presence, my breakthrough. His presence, as we have declared this year, our year of good things. His presence is that which will guarantee and bring those good things into your life. Hallelujah. And I tell you this year, as our prophet, our pastor, our father, Bishop Dahuan Mills, preached and declared this year as a year of good things, I believe that many, many powerful things have taken place already. And we are going to see it literally in our lives. Hallelujah. And let me read a few verses to you and we flow. Amen. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 13. In Exodus chapter 13, verse 13. See, his presence is very, very, very important. If you are going to have your good things, his presence is something that you need to seek. It's something that you need to seek so that you can enjoy those good things of God. Hallelujah. But before even Exodus, let's turn our Bibles to the book of, let me see. I have a lot of verses here. So, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10. It says, and it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall brought thee into the land which he swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities. Somebody here is receiving great and goodly things in Jesus' name. Great and goodly cities which thou buildest not. You see, you are receiving things you did not build. Recently, at the First Love Center, a gentleman came to give a testimony of how God blessed him
as the prophet was declaring good things into their lives, he also said that you are going to receive things that you did not work for, things that you did not build. He was just ministry, he was just flowing. He believed. And he said that an uncle of his called him one day and told him that he has built him a house. You are going to receive a call one of these days. I said, you are going to receive a call one of these days. He said, he has built him a house and the house was finished. He didn't go and negotiate for land. He didn't go and fight in the court for indenture. Someone did all those things for him and then left it for him. This is going to be your story in the name of Jesus. Things that you have not worked for, the Bible says, as the prophet declared, shall come into your life, and houses full of good things. Somebody, your room is very hot. You cannot sleep in the night except you put towel in a bucket of water. And every now and then, clean the sweat from you. But from today, good things are coming into your house in Jesus' name. Good things coming into your house includes a very good air conditioner. Hey! And Pastor, if I get an air conditioner, how can I pay my bills, please? Please, don't bring that thing here right now. Hallelujah. If God is going to give you an air conditioner, then it means that he will give you the money to pay the bills. So you not put on the air conditioner in the afternoon and put it off at certain times of the day. Hallelujah. Good things. Your furniture will be good. Your stove will be good. Your carpet will be good. If you believe. Hallelujah. And he said also, which thou fillest, and wells digged which thou did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not. Hallelujah. All these things are coming into your life. Joshua 21, 43. And this will show us why his presence is so important to us. Joshua 21, 43 to 45 says, and the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he swore to give unto their fathers. And they possessed it and dwelt therein. Hallelujah. It means whatever God promised them, he didn't give them half of it. He didn't give them part of it. He gave them all. And this year is a year of all. It's not a year that you're going to receive some things. No, you are going to see all the things which the Lord our God has promised us. Amen. And the Lord gave them rest round about, according to that which he swore unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands. Your enemies shall be delivered into your hands. Listen. There filleth not aught of any good thing which the Lord has spoken. I say from today, there will not fail any good thing that God has ever promised you in Jesus' name. Amen. What are the good things? Good jobs. Some of you have finished school many years and you are not working. But God says that none of these promises that he has promised you will fail. You will get good jobs to do. In fact, you even get good husbands to marry. Amen. A good husband is a blessing. And a good wife is a blessing. And 28 people here are receiving beloved and are receiving husbands in the name of Jesus. I've remembered my old anointing. Pastor in charge of connections. May that anointing connect somebody to a brother in this church. Hey, one of your testimonies will be that you were going your somewhere and a brother saw you. And a brother said, sister, what is your name? He said, my what is your name is Ajua. He said, Ajua, hey! And he started to say, oh, please, I don't like what you are doing. Stop, what are you doing? By the time you realize, you have a beloved. Hallelujah. They feel not. No good thing. No good thing that God has ever promised you will be withheld from you this year. As we stay connected. As we stay connected and flow with the voice of the prophet. No good thing. Joshua 23:14. And behold, I think I'm distributing some good things right now. Some people are receiving some powerful things as I'm talking. In the name of Jesus. However you came here, if there was any problem you had, you are receiving your breakthrough in Jesus' name. And behold, this day I am going the way of all earth. You know in your heart and in all your souls that not one thing had failed of all the good things. Which of all the good things? Not some of the good things. Please, let's believe it all. Let's believe it. When you see a car going, it's a good thing. Believe that it's part of the things God has promised you. Of all the good things which the Lord has promised you. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, all are come to pass unto you. Next year by this time, the things you have written in your book, the things you are desiring God from God, by this time, you shall say that all has come to pass in the name of Jesus. If you weren't married, next year by this time, you will not only be married, it takes 9 months to be pregnant and have a baby. So you are married by three months and then you are carrying your baby, about 8 months old baby. Receive it right now in Jesus' name. Next year by this time, you will be surprised that your car will be parked at the car park. You will no longer be joining a bus to church. All these good things shall come to pass. If you believe, hallelujah. And 41 people believe what I'm saying. Receive it in Jesus' name. Now, you may be asking, how am I going to be part of this good thing? You see, I want you to know that these good things are for you. Even though this promise was unto the people of Israel, God was also speaking to us. And we need to claim every one of these blessings. And why am I saying that? Go to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. Ephesians 2, 12. Remember, tell your friend, remember. Remember that ye were at time past separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenant of promise. Which means that when this promise was being given, we were not part of it. God was speaking to the people of Israel. And what he spoke to them is what Joshua said. All those things came to pass. Now the Bible is telling us that we were not part in those days. But now, hallelujah. But now, all these promises have come to us. The Bible says, but now in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. But now in Christ Jesus, all of us, now in Christ Jesus, all of us who were afar off were not included. And if I even go back to what Bishop Saki was saying, I never ever thought that a day will come that I, Ishmael Fosu-Sam, will be sitting by Bishop G.A.T. Saki and be preaching, and he will be listening to me. In fact, please, can you sit down? I'll be preaching and he'll be standing. How would I ever? Because some time ago, I was so far. I mean, I wouldn't dare go close to him. And it's not today that Bishop Saki is a good Christian. From school days, he would never ever speak any bad thing. He would never do any evil. I really wonder, but for the fact that the sin is from Adam. I really wonder what sin you would have committed. And I never thought that I would ever sit by him. But now, in Christ Jesus, we who were afar, we who were not counted, hey! So we too were far, but in Christ Jesus, God has brought us near by his blood. And because of his blood, when we became born again, we are now able to partake of all the blessings, all the good things. There is nothing that prevents you from being a partaker of every good thing of God. Hallelujah. Don't let your past tell you that you cannot get this. Don't let your holiness or otherwise say you cannot get this. What qualifies you for your good thing is that Christ Jesus, through his blood, not your background. That's why you cannot accept what I'm preaching. And next year by this time, you cannot accept it because you are thinking of your background. You are thinking of what you have and what you don't have. But let me tell you something. It does not take your background. It does not take what you have or what you don't have. It takes the presence of God. It takes you believing. Hallelujah. And that is why today, I am telling you that his presence is very important. It will guarantee your breakthrough. If you want your breakthrough, seek the presence of God in your life. Nothing that you need will not be given to you. That is why I believe that our fathers of old, those who walked with God, knew that if God would take anything away from them, like David would say, please cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit away from me. Why? Because you could take everything. Take my wife. Take my children, like he did to Job. Take my job. Take my health. Take everything. But if I have Jesus, if I have his presence, all these things will come back to me. Hallelujah. If I have this, all these things will come back to me. That's why David said, don't take everything. Don't take your spirit. Don't take your presence away from me. In Exodus, you see Moses. When God was sending Moses, some of you, when we are sending you to go and start a bar center, to go and start it, you just go. You go and say, you know, be anything, we go if you do. In 2 months' time, my bar center is going to bring 40, 50 buses. Why? Because you believe that you can talk. But it wasn't so. When God was sending Moses, he said that, look, this is what Moses said. Now, therefore, I pray you, if I have found favor, and this should be your prayer at this revival, hallelujah, this should be your prayer. In fact, there's going to be a revival in every aspect of your life at this revival. Revival in your pocket. Revival in your marriage. This revival is not by chance. It's a prophetic direction to bring revival to every area of your life. Only 40 people believe what I said. He said that if I have found favor in your sight, let me know your ways that I may know you, so that I may find favor in your sight. Hallelujah. He said, consider too, this nation is your people. And this is what God said to him. His favor, he was going to do to him. He said, my presence shall go with you. The only guarantee that Abraham was going to be able to take the Israelites out of bondage, out of captivity, the only guarantee that you are going to enjoy your good things in life and you are going to have a permanent revival in your life is that God is telling you that his presence will be with you. Hallelujah. My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, If your presence does not go with us, don't take us anywhere. Don't take us anywhere. For how can it be known? Listen, how can it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? It means that the only way that people can see that God has favored you is for his presence to be with you. And his presence will make all the difference in your life. Hallelujah. He said that, let it be known. Is it not by your going with us? Listen, is it not by going with us so that I and your people may be distinguished from all the other peoples? Hallelujah. What would distinguish you from the other people this year? What would distinguish you? The presence of God. So that I and your people will be distinguished by your presence. That is what will make the difference. In other words, if I am going to look for a job with another person for the same position, and he does not have you, and I have your presence in my life should make me have an advantage over the other person. I should get that job. I should get that job. Hallelujah. To distinguish you. So his presence is in your life to make you a different person. Hallelujah. And that is why you see that even Jesus, he waited. He waited for the presence of God. When he came, he knew he was God. He knew. But he still waited. He waited to be sure. To be sure. When he heard the voice, after the Holy Ghost has come upon him in a bodily form of a dove, then he heard God that this is my beloved son. Then he knew that, now I have his presence with me. He never started without the presence. Please, his presence is very important. Hallelujah. So he went and he told his disciples, hey, I have sent you. I have sent you. I died. I have resurrected. And I'm sending you. But make sure you don't go anywhere. Make sure you don't start anything. Make sure you don't do any proposal. Some of you just propose. You just propose. When I was coming, I saw this medicine. I don't know, a new drug that has come. It says that if you take it, your shape you will trim. You will trim. And I saw this woman with a big fat buttocks. Hey, big one. And I said, wow. And some of you, when you are going to propose, instead of making sure that the presence of God is upon the proposal, upon the person, you are now looking at the presence of a bodily shape. Hey. You are looking at Manchester's. You have to look for the presence. Jesus said that don't enter into any contract. Wait for my presence. The mere fact that you have seen some miracles that I have done, and I'm asking you to go and do that, you should just start. Wait for his presence. Seek his presence. Don't do it alone. When you see things being done, don't think that they are just done. The presence is God with you. Don't think they are just done. He told his disciples, don't start anything. And thank God this year, by the grace of God and the directions of our prophet, we have started the year by a powerful fast. And what are we doing? We are telling God that we cannot go without your presence. These good things that we have spoken about, we cannot enjoy it without your presence. We cannot. So we need your presence. Do you need his presence?
Yes.
We need your presence. That is what will guarantee our breakthrough. So he told the disciples, don't do anything. Wait. Because his presence is what will give you his breakthrough. Psalm 46. I see somebody here today. His presence comes on you so powerfully. Many things are there that you have desired to have, but you have not had. But as you seek the presence of God, every day upon your life, you are going to begin to experience it. God, Psalm 46 verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. It means when you have the presence of God, you can never ever go through any problems and not come out. And I'll give you a few examples and we'll close. He says that, therefore, will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, like the song they sing, you make your face to shine on me, that my soul knows very well. You lift me up, I'm cleansed and free,
that my soul knows very well.
When mountains fall, I stand.
When mountains fall, I'll stand by the power of your head. And in your heart of hearts, I'll dwell. That my soul knows very well.
If the Lord is with you, many mountains shall stand, but you will never fall. Many things will come your way, but you will never fall. Because the Lord is your present help. He will deliver you. He will deliver you. Hallelujah. He said, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake, shake with the sword. Some of you have seen some shaking of the mountains. Hey, if you have not seen anything before, you haven't, hey, something can happen in your life sometimes and you don't know what to say. You open your mouth and you're only crying. Only tears will be coming, running down your cheeks. Because you don't even know how to describe the problem. But the Bible says, when all these things come, when all these things come, you will stand. Because the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High, God in the midst of her. Hallelujah. God in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. I'm here to tell somebody that no matter what the devil bring your way, because of the presence of God with you, you will not be moved. Yeah. Nothing shall happen to you. Amen. You will come out smiling. Amen. You will come out very glad. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And the Bible says, God shall help her. If God is with you, only help. Only help. How many of you know you can never do without the help of God? You can never do without the help of God. You need the help of God. Hallelujah. That is why in conclusion, hallelujah, in conclusion, which is 2 more hours, per Bishop Steve's way of concluding, that's why in conclusion, finally, John 2:1. When his presence is with you, you always have your breakthrough. Amen. Good things will happen to you. Amen. How many of you believe it? This is a story we always tell during weddings, but that is a very, very important passage of scripture. In this scripture, you see that at the end of it, there was a great miracle. There was a need. The need was that whatever they needed to make their lives complete was finished. Was finished. And there was nothing they could do. And they needed help. At the end of the day, the Bible says that in verse 10, everyone brings out the choice wine first. The choice wine first. The best of your life first. And then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now. Somebody's best is about to happen. Yeah. You didn't listen. You didn't hear what I said. I said somebody's best is about to happen. Yeah. Your best in business. Yeah. Your best in marriage. Yeah. Your best in life. Yeah. It is just about to happen. Yeah. Somebody's best. You thought that, oh, for what you have seen, You have actually arrived. But I'm telling you, you are just about to start. You are going to meet some powerful contract. You open your mouth and say, hey! I thought I've seen it all. What is this 0000000 monies I'm seeing? What is this? I say your best. Your best. Your husband has been taking you to some one or two corners for some afternoon dinners and lunch. I say your best is coming in Dubai right now. In the name of Jesus. It shall no longer be any corner to go and take one chef. Ben Chef. It shall no longer be only Ben Chef. You are going to fly with your husband. You shall enter certain places and enjoy the best. The best of marriage. Hallelujah. But how did this happen? How did this happen? You sit down. How did this happen? The Bible says, this is the most important part of my message. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. Hallelujah. You see, I want you to know the first step that these people took in order for them to get this miracle was that at the beginning of the year, they took steps to invite Jesus. They took steps to make sure that Jesus was present with them. At the beginning of the year, when everything was okay, listen, these people didn't only call on Jesus or invite him when the wine was finished. Jesus was already there. He was already there. When the thing started, when life was heavy, life was going on, Jesus was there. And like Bishop Steve said, even after God has blessed you and you have bought your Benz, you should still continue to be an usher. Don't only do it when life is hard. All night. We knew you when you used to come for all night. Today you don't come for all night again. We knew you all day. You were coming because you needed that breakthrough. Working from Bubuashi. Working from Bubuashi. Today. But you see, they took steps to invite Jesus. Invite, because they realized that without Jesus, they couldn't do anything. And when everything was okay, please don't only go to Jesus when you are in trouble. Because sometimes, at certain times, you may easily forget what to do. You may easily forget what to do. Like sometimes you're writing an exam. Even your name, you forget how to spell it. I mean, what? I tell you, even IS, you know, you the IS becomes C. ISIS, this, ISI. You don't know what to do. You and then you leave it. That the lecturer should read your handwriting and just guess what you were trying to write. You can forget it, but let God come into your life when everything is okay. When you are enjoying your marriage, that is when you have to seek the presence of God. Not when your marriage is not working. Seek his presence. Hallelujah. Now, because Jesus was there, when the wine was finished, what did Mary do? Listen, in the verse 3, NIV. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother told him, they have no more wine. She told because he was there. His presence was there. Hallelujah. He was there with them. Now, you should know that, in conclusion, that his presence alone, I'm going to say something else which is very important. His presence alone is not enough. By this, you realize that you can have the presence of someone with you, but you not involve the person in your life. Somebody can be with you, but you not involve the person in your life. And like many of you here, Bishop Saki is with you here. You are going through terrible marital problems, terrible issues. Somebody that all of us, when we have issues, He will not sleep until answers come, until our breakthroughs come. Somebody like that will be with you, and yet you are dying in your problems. You are dying in your marital issues. His presence is here. When Bishop Saki preaches, when he comes to Tema and he preaches, we cannot sit. We will not sit. I'm sure because I'm preaching, that's why you are sitting. If you was preaching, you still not sit anyway. We cannot sit. His presence. Look, when Bishop Saki tells you stories, you hear there's no area of life that he has not had an experience in. No area. Sometimes I say, hey, Bishop Saki has experience. And he has stories to back everything. He can be with you. And you have marital issues. Maybe when we close from church, perhaps when you go home, you are going to cry. Perhaps the only time you are smiling is in church. Because when you go home, lion. Maybe the lion is even sitting with you in the church, but in church, he is a dove. Lion turned dove in church. Hello, Nyamina. Oh, Pastor, ask for my wife. She's a very good wife. I mean, she's old. Right? And then you tell her, I said, my husband is a very nice. Meanwhile, Omale. Hey! You will not get out of this church and you start asking you, why did you say this to Bishop Saki? Why did you say that? Did you want to disgrace me? Okay, you let's go. But then you sit in the car, you are shaking. Say, what is this? Meanwhile, his presence is here. Only thing it takes you to do is to send a text. Call him and say, please, I need help. Because his presence is to help you. The presence is to help you. What is the meaning of the value of the presence if he's not giving you any help? What is the value of his presence if he's not giving you any help? So in conclusion, in conclusion, listen to what the mother said. Jesus said, verse 4, dear woman, why do you, NIV, dear woman, why do you involve me? Why do you involve me? It means that all along that Jesus was sitting at the wedding, he had not been involved. Meanwhile, he was there. He was there. They had done all that they should do. They have sent to go and look for the Coca-Cola manager to go and open a shop. They have done everything, and he was there. He saw it, and some of you, Jesus is seeing your problems. He is present. You see, Jesus is present the very day you gave your life to Jesus. He came into your life. And let me tell you, the Holy Spirit doesn't change. One day, I heard somebody preaching or teaching new believers. I heard somebody teaching new believers. And he said that when the Holy Spirit comes to stay in you, he comes as a baby. So when you feed him, then he grows. Can you believe it? As newborn babies desire the spiritual milk of the earth, he was saying that when the Holy Spirit comes to stay in you, he comes like a baby. So the more you feed him with the word of God, then he will grow. Then when he grows, then you understand God's things. What a shock. Let me tell you something. The same Holy Spirit that came upon Jesus and that was in Jesus is the same Holy Spirit which is in you. Which is in you. You rather have to grow to understand that his presence is there to help you. He is there to help you. And until you grow to understand that, he is there. They were short of wine. Short of wine. How can you be in a church like this and your business is not doing well? Whereas we have Lablam. You could go for, when you hear Lablam, say you won't go. Then you rather go to and get some tidbit of some lecture of somebody who has no experience, no fruit, no nothing. Motivational speeches. Meanwhile, the real thing is right in front of you. Right in front of you. And yet, you will not go for help. Jesus was right there. The best thing is that he was invited. But I'm telling you, it is not enough only to invite him. But the best thing was that he was invited. He was invited. But it's not enough. He said, why do you involve me? The question Jesus asked the mother means that by going to him, he had gone to involve him. He had gone to involve him. And when Jesus gets involved, I say, when Jesus gets involved, say, when he was some car, onyamin ke bi mawo. Fabi biara mano, Fabi biara mano. Oti ma fu nyami,
betia mauda.
Se wini munto kwa kwa.
Onyami kumbi mawo.
Se wini wasamka.
Onyami kumbi mawo.
Hey,
Fabi biara mano,
Fabi biara mano,
Fabi biara.
Go to him. Go to him, somebody, this afternoon. Go to Jesus. Tell him, I know you are here, but I need your help. I cannot do without you. I need your help.
Hey,
come on. Some of you are going to dance at home today. The testimonies that are going to come into your life, you will stand in the way, you put on a song like this. You alone, you'll be in your room and you'll be singing. Fabi Biara Mano. Fabi Biara Mano. You be in Achia.
Fabi Biara Mano. O kama funya me. Me kama woda. Asembe natuwa. Ebi to bida. Ahubobo bebrebeya. Ahubobo bebrebeya.
Go to him, go to him, and say, Lord, finally,
they like
the name Ishmael. One of them is married to Ishmael. That's why they are singing like that. One of them is called Ishmael. So they see me as their husband. Anyway, go to him. Another time, you remember, Jesus was with some people in a boat. He was with them on a boat. But the best thing was that he was with them. The best thing is that he was there. So when they needed anybody to tend to, they saw the help asleep. And when they went, they said, Jesus, don't you care? And he said, wow, as far as I am in your life, and as far as you have come to involve me, you will not sink in the name of Jesus. I am here to prophesy to somebody here that as long as Jesus is in the boat, Jesus is in your life, you are never going to sink. This is your best year. This is your year of good things. Every good thing that I've been spoken of, you shall be a partaker of it. You shall stand next year by this time and say that when the people said and the prophet declared, I never, ever, ever thought but that I will be there. But today, look at me, because Jesus, his presence has opened doors for me. His presence has stirred the waters. God bless you. God make his face to shine on you. God make everything you do prosper. Every plan of the enemy to do you in, may God deliver you from. May God deliver you from bad people. May God deliver you from taking any false step in your life. And may God continually make his face to shine on you. At this time of revival, may there be a revival in every aspect of your life. May your marriage be revived. Your Christian life be revived. Your finances be revived. Everything about you be revived. And if you believe, shout your loudest, amen. Everywhere I go, I do good. One of the good things I do is that I make people rich. Everywhere I go. He was doing good. MIT. Can I have some envelopes?